Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. The Bible says, in Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Welcome to the House of Manessa Christian Ministries, where the Prophet Wiggins is our pastor. We are a church beyond walls. If you would like to contact us, you can write us at House of Manessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Or you can visit our website at hmcministries.net. Amen. And now we'll have a selection. Amen.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. Control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt when I can't seem to make it work. I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, Lord, yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah. Move me, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I would like to say hello to the Apostle Mother Wiggins. Good morning,
hello.
Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
Oh, fine. Blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. God, thank God. Bless you. Thank you. And also, I would like to say hello to all of our viewers and callers. God bless you all, and welcome again to Pray One for Another, The Apostle Speaks. The Bible says in Romans 10, 14 and 15, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. And now we'll have a selection, and after the selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Amen.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. A virgin into this life.
Amen. And now, amen. Apostle Mother Wiggins will speak. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hilda, while I'm praying this prayer, I want you to. I want everybody to get their Bibles out and turn to Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1-13.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for that song, Manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. I ask you to open their eyes that they may see, their ears that they may hear, and their heart that they may perceive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And may it be all of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's Hebrews 11, 1 through 11.
Yes, let me speak for a little while and then I'll tell you when to say the scripture.
Amen.
That word manifests. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God was manifested in the flesh.
Yes.
Christianity is not the only way of life based on faith. Rather, it is the only way of life based on faith in Christ. Gamblers are motivated by a kind of faith in Lady Luck. Even scientists are forced to operate on certain faith suppositions. Scientific experiments assume that that matter is worth studying. Greek and Oriental philosophy deny this faith assumption. That the human mind can comprehend the realm of matter, and that there is consistency in the universe. The discipline of natural science requires human observers. when an adequate number of qualified observers corroborate the findings of one another, general conclusions are held to be valid. The primary reason being that a large number of observers have reported the same occurrences. It is at this point that we see the similarity in science experiments and religious experience. The Christian life lives by faith, but not by a blind faith. Hundreds of thousands of people from every level of society and culture since the days of Christ have reported having personal encounters with the living Christ. The gospel message invites people to come and see encounters with the living Christ. The gospel message invites people to come and see for themselves, to commit themselves to Christ in faith, and to see if a personal encounter occurs in the process. This kind of involvement is the only real basis of life. My text for today is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek his face. As said in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Hilda, you can read those scriptures now.
Amen. I'm coming from the New James King Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was translated so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hilda.
Amen. God bless.
My title for today is the necessity of faith.
Amen.
For a proper perspective, this is referring to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. If we are to find reality and come to grips with it, we must have a proper perspective. The story of the blind men touching an elephant and then seeking to describe its points, points up the same problem. The man touching the tail had a different concept from the one holding the trunk. The stance from which you view life is very important. The reality of the eternal. The Christian faith affirms that the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. As in 2 Corinthians verse 4, chapter 4, verse 18. Then it comes, when it comes to spiritual realities, technical empiricism, so adept at accumulating scientific knowledge is of no help. The Bible affirms that only from the stance of Christian faith can we be aware of the eternal. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, as in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In other words, faith helps us to understand that the unseen is also real. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. Faith gives substance to our spiritual hope. The word translated substance literally means to stand under. The idea of support or foundation is involved. It seems probable that here the idea of title deed is implied by the use of substance. Faith brings to us the same assurance that comes from having the title to desired property. But faith is never passive. Faith puts unseen realities to the test by acting on them. In the actual confrontation, through commitment, the reality of the unseen is experienced, producing assurance. Jesus himself invited such testing. If any man will do God's will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I might speak of myself. You'll find that in John chapter 7, verse 17. The rule, the kingdom of God is unseen. The peace of forgiveness is intangible. Life beyond death is beyond our experience. Heaven is in another dimension, which our human limitation cannot comprehend. Yet, because of an encounter with the risen Christ, also unseen to us, we are assured of the presence of the eternal. The meaning of the present, the foundation on which one builds his life, determines his general world outlook. We look about us and see on every hand things. We look up and we see stars, millions of light years away. We see life and death all around us. How are we to interpret the present material universe. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with things which do appear. In simple language, God has told us that matter is not eternal. All that we see is the handiwork of one God, our Heavenly Father. This frees us from the grip of superstition and blind idolatry. We have no need to worship nature, the sun, and the moon, or anything else we see. All were created as we were. Let science probe God's methodology of creation to its heart's content. We have no nervous faith that fears the truth. The only secrets that can be discovered are these planted by God for human recovery. Science is free to ask how. The Bible is content to limit its message to the who and the why, because these are the basic questions necessary for perspective to the life, to live the Christian life. God created all things for a purpose. We are part of that purpose, and faith begins the journey towards fulfilling God's purpose. For our relationship to God, salvation of the soul, as referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 4 to 6. If we are to truly find ourselves, we must first find God. This would be impossible were it not that God has already found us. He reaches out to us and bids us discover him by a faith surrender. Strangely enough, humans have never found it easy to surrender their wills to God. People much prefer to torture themselves, do penance, make religious pilgrimages, perform acts of mercy, and recite rituals. Every perversion of Christianity bears testimony to this basic fact. People fear commitment and resent it. They fear it because it obligates them, and resent it because it gathers up all their devised schemes of salvation. Together with their neat ledgers showing their past record of righteousness, and sends them to the incinerator. They must be obliterated. Only the righteousness of God can free a person from the guilt of his own sin. God bestows his righteousness on those who are willing to believe and to surrender body and soul to Christ in faith. We mortals do not like to declare spiritual bankruptcy. We hesitate to throw away our so-called bargaining power. Yet, there is no other way. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Before God, there is no substitute for faith. Everything else is excess baggage. I remember a conversation with a friend who was honest and hardworking, who had no bad habits, whose language was free of all vulgarity, but who was not a Christian. He explained his upright life in such a way as to imply no need of forgiveness. He went so far as to say he had not committed a single sin for several months. His problem was that he was attempting to please God apart from a faith surrender. Here was a good man, and he was a good man in many respects, but he had not been living without sin. Rather, he had been guilty of the worst sin, unbelief, as referred to in John chapter 3, verse 18. This sin is what damns a person, and he that has been guilty of it, he had been guilty of it every moment. The Christian begins with faith and continues the same way. His happiness is found in doing the will of God, in being found pleasing to him every day. This requires acting out of faith. The Christian believes that the fullest life is found in complete discipleship, that God really does offer the greatest reward. He not only believes in God, he believes that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Whatever we give of our strength and wealth must be given out of faith, or God will not accept it. God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice because it grew out of faith, a faithful commitment. He rejected Cain's because the life that offered the gift was unacceptable. Though Enoch is usually remembered as a man who was transplanted from earth to heaven without the dew of death on his brow, the most important aspect of his life was that he pleased God. This is another way of repeating Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. Enoch walked with God. It's important that we please God, and the only way that we can please him is by putting our faith and trust in him, and not in or by in any of our works. We should be doing everything for God's glory and his honor, and not our own. We should be learning to move by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and not moving by our own power, but the power of the Almighty God. For it's not by power nor by might, but it is by his Spirit. Unfortunately, there are many people sitting in the churches today that are not moving by the Spirit of God. They rely on themselves and their own actions. God's promises equates his power. Legalism is by works and religion. We who are saved are not under the law, but under grace. And we must believe that. Grace always has to be mixed with faith. And what is faith? It's taking God at his word. trusting him, leaning on him and not on yourself, totally relying on his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who resides inside of you. The Holy Ghost is God's finger, and he speaks the mind of God. If we are to find our destiny, we must make the right decisions. We must act on the impressions given us by the Holy Spirit. We must live by faith, discounting all costs, for the costliest thing in the world is a life lived apart from the will of God. And keep in mind that God will lead you down paths you would never chart on your own. The life of faith is a constant venture. Since we do not know all the facts as God does, we must not expect his leadership in our lives to meet our approval. We follow him because we trust him, not because our rational calculations agree with him. The patriarchs never saw the fulfillment of God's promise. Yet, like travelers viewing their destination from afar, they waved approval to God's promises from a great distance and willingly chose to live out life traveling in that direction. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, as referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, because they willingly placed heavenly promises above earthly security. They were given a covenant epitaph. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, as referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. If we are to find our destiny, our decisions must be in response to God's leadership in our lives. There is no virtue in building a boat, yet Noah is commended for carrying out such a project, because it was his personal response to God's will, as in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. There is no virtue in pulling up all roots and moving to a new land, unless done in response to the will of God. Such was the case with Abraham, as referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, and Noah's boat project, and Abraham's long trip turned out all right, because the God who calls all the shots was ordered. Done apart from the will of God, both actions would have been ridiculous. The neighbors who lived next door to these two men must have had a field day in chiding such religious fanatics. Certainly, the actions of Noah and Abraham left them open to contemptuous pity. The point is that human vision was usually rejected. God's method of bringing about divine purposes. The person of faith is not concerned about the rationality of an action, but rather about whether the action is the will of God. Praise God.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, Jesus is an apostle and the high priest, and we are his house. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, it says, the Holy Ghost said today, if you will harden, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. In Hebrews 11, it says, God swore in his wrath that Israel would not enter into his rest because of unbelief. Verse 12 says, the Bible says, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Those that believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God that came down to this earth in the flesh and died on the cross for the sins of this whole world, God says, will not enter into his rest because of unbelief. God moves by faith and not by sight. It's not by works that any man should boast. God gave us his grace as a gift, a new covenant, and we are no longer under the law. God wants our total belief and trust in him so that positionally we will be able to enter into his rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because those people in the Faith Hall of Fame left our life, lived out life, letting God choose their place of tenure and spent their years of strength, they all died in faith, as in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Even death became merely a continuation of the adventure. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed that message today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, please repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Let us pray. Father God, I am a sinner. I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
And on the third day he rose from the dead.
And on the third day he rose from the dead.
That he ascended into heaven.
That he ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of the throne of God.
Okay.
Pleading and interceding my case. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want I want to follow you all the days of my life.
Amen. I want to follow you all the days of my life.
I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me.
I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me.
To lead and guide me through this world.
To lead and guide me through this world.
So I can spend eternal life in your kingdom of heaven.
So I can spend eternal life in your kingdom of heaven.
All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name we pray.
And believe it's already done. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now we'll have a few words from our pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, praise God. Truly it's a blessing to be once again in the light of God's love. And I'd like to thank my mother, Apostle Wiggins, for that wonderful message.
Amen.
On faith. And I just think that we all need to have our faith increased. And, you know, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm truly, truly grateful that message was a blessing to me. And I hope it will encourage our viewers and those out there who need to increase their faith in their daily life and in their prayer life and in their worship. Because the prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
And we know that Abraham was declared righteous because he believed God. So he is the patriarch of our faith.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to let you know that you've been doing a great job. I want to thank Evangelist Hilda.
God bless.
By walking her walk of faith and by, you know, allowing your spirit, you know, to grow in God's love. Amen. And, you know, I just want to let everyone know that I need your spirit. Amen. You know, I need your spirit, because when we come to God in spirit and worship him and truly begin to show God our love, and he's pleased.
Amen.
He's pleased because, you know, that's one thing I love about the broadcast. We get a chance to operate more in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Because a lot of times, you know, we want to get dressed up and go to church and you know, look good and, you know, get a pat on the back. But it's nothing like when God pats you on the back.
Amen.
It's nothing like when God says, well done. It's nothing like when God is pleased.
Amen.
And truly, the Holy Spirit has been in operation.
Yes.
And God is pleased. It's a blessing to be able to operate in the fivefold ministry of apostles, prophets, preachers, teachers, and evangelist. We want to let you know that Pray One for Another is 5 days a week. If you want to call in your prayer request,
amen.
The line is open for the viewers. All you have to do is dial area code 626-213-5681. If you want Apostle Mother Wiggins to pray for you this evening, a woman of God, and you want her to pray for you, all you have to do is call in and she'll pray for you. Or if you know you need counseling or something, you can call in and online and get some counseling if you want. We're here. Amen. And this is what ministry is all about, being an edification to the body of Christ. Because House of Manessa Christian Ministry is a church beyond walls. And we're just here doing the work that the Lord would have for us to do. And, I'm not going to preach, but I just thank God that everyone is doing the work of God. And I'm glad to be your pastor. And, you know, I can tell you that God is pleased with your work and continue to do the work of the Lord, for you will always
Amen.
Be blessed. God knows your needs, and he's going to fulfill your needs, and you will be blessed eternally. So I just thank you once again. I thank all the viewers for listening in to the Apostle Mother Speaks. Because, you know, she's not just my mother, but she's your mother, too.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I have a prayer request, Mother Wiggins. This request is that I would like for you to pray for my ex-daughter-in-law. She's having a medical problem. She suffers with seizures. She is born again, but she kind of like backslide, and now she's suffering, like I said, with seizures. She's going to have surgery on her back, so I would like for you to pray a prayer of healing for her. Amen.
Okay. Hilda, I'd like you to stand in proxy for her.
Amen.
And I want you to put your hand on your head, your right hand on your head.
Amen.
As I pray. And your daughter's name is, your granddaughter?
My ex-daughter-in-law.
Your ex-daughter-in-law.
All yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Father God, I ask you to heal her from all her diseases.
Thank you, Jesus.
Make her whole in her soul, her mind, and her body.
Amen.
Father God, I ask you to build her up where she is torn down.
Yes, Lord.
And break every yoke, yes, every shackle from off of her in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I ask you to heal her wounded soul.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver her from all her troubles and distresses.
Yes, Father God.
Father God, I ask you to open her heart to receive, her ears to hear, and her eyes to see what thus saith the Lord. I ask you to touch her heart, dear Heavenly Father, so that she can come into the fold, dear Heavenly Father, come back into the fold.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I wash her in the blood of the Lamb, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her in the mighty name of Jesus. And I send the glory and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, I'm going to pray in the Spirit on her behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. You Papa Karanda Kashan Kabu Kerede Pore Poparadia, Iuraka Arubrakadia. Father God, I know that there's nothing too hard for you.
Yes, Lord.
And right now we consider it done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Just receive it for her.
I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I just would like to, for you, Mother, to lift up a intercessory prayer for the Coptic Christian Church in Egypt. They have been there have been accounts of them being beaten because they're Christians, and because of the new president and a new government that has been installed there, there have been accounts of them being in great turmoil because of their Christian belief. And I want to keep them in my prayers.
Amen.
So I pray that you can just pray the Lord will, you know, hear them. And not only, there are a lot of Christians abroad that are always being challenged, that, you know, are on the front lines of Christianity, where people are being beaten because they're Christians, because of what they believe, because they believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in Egypt, there's a great wealth of Christian history that needs to be preserved, and that we all need to, at some point in our lives, you know, have access to, that we need to keep alive. And, you know, this, the Coptic Christian Church, there they installed a pope over there. And, you know, I just want to pray for him and his ministry, that God, you know, cover them and watch over them, because they're in a real state of turmoil, and, you know, and you know, they're dealing with that every day on an everyday basis. We're just blessed to be in a country where 80% of the country is Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
but
true.
On their part, they're the lower percentage, you know, of the country. So if you could just pray up intercessory prayer for the Coptic Christian Church in Egypt, and for Christians who might be in that state where they're being, you know, being made martyrs for Christian and being hurt, killed, and beaten for being Christian.
What state is that? What place is that?
It's in Egypt.
Egypt, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, the Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Father God, I just want to pray for those people that my son have mentioned, the Heavenly Father. In Egypt, dear Heavenly Father, and the Pope there and everything. I want to pray for all of them, dear Heavenly Father, those that are in Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to just surround them, encamp them with your angels, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger,
yes,
dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. If there's any confusion there, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you do away with that confusion, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, I know that there's nothing too hard for you, dear Heavenly Father. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, and I send the glory and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ to them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I just ask for your protection over them. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly. Just protect them, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to pray the perfect prayer over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Arubaka shan gambo kere de porre popara. Arumba kanjar gambo kere de porre popara. I know that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. They are overcomers in this life, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to let no evil come nigh their dwelling in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath. They are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
And I do have another request. I've learned that in Kaduna, Nigeria, gunmen killed 6 people at a church in northeast Nigeria early on Tuesday.
Oh, God.
The third year running that Christmas service have come under deadly attack in the country of the military, said. The strike took place after a Christmas Eve midnight service outside the town of Postakum in northern eastern Yobe State, where Islamic sect Boko Haram has carried out several attacks this year. So we want to pray for the families, and you know, it's an ongoing thing over there in Nigeria. And again, we have where Christians have been attacked, and we want to pray for them, you know, because prayer changes things.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God.
We need to pray for people who, you know, and we need that God to shine a light on Christians and, you know, let us know just how fortunate we are to be in a place where we are protected.
That's right.
And so if you want to pray for this church in northern East Nigeria, and I hope that Kaduna, Nigeria, so as the reports come in, I'd like to pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. I want to pray for, we want to pray. We all come together.
Yes, Lord.
And pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, in northern Nigeria, dear Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to put a hedge around about those Christians, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And those people that have lost their loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to give them a touch. Dear Heavenly Father, touch them, touch their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. For I know that they are really upset that they have lost their loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, over there. In the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Father God, as they go forth, dear Heavenly Father, with your word, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to go in front of them, dear Heavenly Father. I know that you will go in front of them, dear Heavenly Father, and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger as they go forth with your word, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you much.
I want to pray in the Spirit on their behalf, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Spirit knows what they really need, dear Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
Aru barakari ando de popa asha sandra campo kere de pore popara uzarakari ando de pore popara iraraka aru barakari ando de pore popara uzarakari anda kashale campo kere de pore popara uzarakari ando de pore popara. Strengthen them in every situation and circumstance, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to go forth, dear Heavenly Father, without fear, dear Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you again for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Pray one for another. Amen. And if you would like to contact us again to send in your offering, love offerings or tithes or love gifts, you can send it to House of Manessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468, or you can visit our website at hmcministries.net. And once again, I would like to thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another, The Apostle Speaks. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And may God bless you and have a safe day.
Amen.
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 nightmares that never end, and waking up was hard to do. Then you paved the road with streets made of gold, with light that shines forever, and time never grows old.
Lives eternally. I have seen the Lord. He's raised my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
All to the glory of God. the fullness of His blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy kingdom reign. Oh, to the glory of God. Yeah. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all the glory be of God. All the diamonds and all gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love I'm
what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob, are you there?
Then you Yesterday's rain. hope of a Sunday. Never say never, or come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 unheard, and the love
nothing can take the place of the pain that you replace in my soul with tears of joy.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, chosen to serve the King.